You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 198. And on today's show, I'm answering James's question, which is how fast can I build a direct sales business with social media? And in digging a little deeper with James, what he means is using only social media without regard to family and friends or talking to anyone who he knows. So that's what we're going to be covering on today's show. Stay tuned. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Ulmer, and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. This is show number 198. You can find the show notes over at jackieulmer.com/198. Also, if you're looking for coaching, I would love to have a conversation with you about it. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. Fill out the form there. We can set up a 15-minute consultation and talk about what is blocking you, what's stopping you, and chat a little bit about my coaching programs and how I can help you get unstuck. Sometimes in just a couple of sessions, sometimes it takes a little more. But believe me when I tell you that there is hope. You're recoverable if you're having challenges. So I would love to chat with you about that. Okay, so today James asked the question, how fast can I build my network marketing business on social media without talking to people who I know? And that's a great question, one that a ton of people have, one that I had back in October of 1999 when I took my business to the internet. So I've just passed my 16-year anniversary of sponsoring and recruiting. And I have to tell you, in 16 years, I have not missed one single month of sponsoring at least one person through the internet. That's how I've sponsored over 1,800 people who've come to me. That doesn't include the people who I've met offline, because I am still actively networking, actively sharing my business, and actively team building off the internet as well. And I share that because there's a couple of reasons that that people take their business to the internet. And so this is going to be my answer to James' question, and maybe the one that you have too. And the reality of it is, if you're coming to the internet from a fear-based proposition, you're coming because you kind of are hiding behind the computer. You don't want people who you know to know what you're doing. It's going to be challenging for you. It just really and truly is. So coming to the internet to build a business from a fear-based proposition is not going to lead you, in most cases, down the path you want. See, I didn't take my business online 16 years ago because I was afraid to talk to people. In fact, if you've read my story, you know that I had built for 6 years offline the traditional way. I had a team of over 10,000 people, but was with a company where the pay plan really wasn't paying me what you'd think I would have been making for those 10,000 people. And I was trying to break through to another level and really max out the compensation plan and create gangster income. I was making a good income. I had replaced my airline marketing salary. I was home with my kids. That part of it was good, but I hadn't passed over the threshold to the, you know, $100,000 income earner and then the $1 million earner and all that kind of stuff. But I wanted that desperately. So I didn't take my business to the internet because I was afraid to talk to people. I was out talking to people every single day. I was making calls every single day, every week. I had gone through my warm market. I'd gone to networking events, Chamber of Commerce, joined leads groups, bought business opportunity leads, run ads. You name it, I had done it. I had pasted little business card holders on ATM. Well, they weren't even ATM. They were drive-up banking machines, which are now ATMs. I had posted flyers on telephone booths, on bulletin boards. I had done all of that. All of that. Do you hear me? I had done all of that. I was very seasoned on talking to people. I was fearless in talking to people. I wasn't afraid to have a conversation with anybody. So I didn't go to the internet fear-based. I went to the internet lifestyle-based because I was tired of getting babysitters, tired of running all over town, tired of doing all that part of it. And I kept thinking, if people are going to the internet looking for a restaurant in Buffalo, New York, or the hours that Disneyland opens, or any number of things, there were people that were going to the internet to figure out a way to build a business online too. And I wanted to put myself out there so that I could be found by those people. I knew I wouldn't be afraid to pick up the phone and call them. I knew that I would know exactly what to say to them, all of that stuff. However, I am going to share this with you. And if you've heard my story before, you know that I came in as an MLM skeptic, and I was very fearful of talking to people I knew in the beginning. And so I have to be honest, when I started to put myself out there on the internet, I was a little afraid of using words like MLM and network marketing also. So when I started building my online presence and building my website, I used words just very generic, like home business and that type thing. And it wasn't until, you know, a few months into it that I realized at some point they were going to find out it was network marketing. It would be much better for me to put network marketing out there to begin with and have them screen themselves in or screen themselves out based on their interest or lack of interest before I ever wasted my time picking up the phone to call them. So I even had some fears to deal with even back then when I started. So that's, I want to share that with you, because if you're coming to the internet from a fear-based proposition, you're probably not going to have the kind of success that you're looking for. You have to know how to talk to people. You have to know what to say. You have to know how you're going to take them down the path. You have to be willing to do follow-up and then follow-up again and then follow-up again and then follow-up again. That's the way the system works. That really and truly is what it takes. So, my answer to how fast you can build with social media is that really depends on you. And if you're doing so, again, in a way to avoid your warm market, knowing what you do, you're not going to quite have the success you're looking for also, because social media and being transparent and being authentic and sharing what you're doing is a big part of what we do. So if you want to maximize Facebook, for instance, there are going to be certain things that you're going to be sharing out there. No, I'm not a fan of blatantly sharing opportunity calls and constantly pitching your opportunity. But whether it be taking pictures when you're at events and posting those, whether it be acknowledging people on your team who get promotions, putting your business out there in a subtle way that's more of a marketing message, more of a lifestyle message than an advertising message. But you've got to be willing to do that to attract in those people on social media that you're looking for. Videos, you know, YouTube, that's another big part of it. So in answering that question, it really does come down to, what is it that you're willing to do? What are those steps that you're willing to take in order to be successful? Okay. I know for me, I've shared before too, I had a long, long list of all the things that I didn't want to do to build my network marketing business. And ultimately, I had to come up with something I was willing to do. Otherwise, you know, I was going to be a secret agent in my closet with nobody having a clue what this business was that I was trying to build, what this product was I was marketing, and that type of thing. So, I don't know, James, I think you were hoping that I would have weeks or months or to give you a timeline. It really depends on you. It depends on your work ethic. It depends on what you're willing to do out on social media. It depends on how you're willing to market yourself. Are you willing to create content? Are you willing to blog? Are you willing to create YouTube videos? Will you get on Periscope? Can you do a podcast? What are those things that you're willing to do to promote yourself via Twitter, via social media, Instagram, all those different things? You don't have to do all of them, but you have to be willing to do some of them in order to get things out there. So if you're wondering, you know, if you're listening to this and thinking, how do I even know how to do all those things? Take a look at my Inner Circle coaching program. Go to jackieelmer.com/coach. Join the Inner Circle coaching program, where I walk you step by step with videos, audios, text training, all different type things, and an online forum where you can ask unlimited questions, where I take you by the hand and I show you how to do those kind of things, how to do exactly what it is that got me out there, that has me out there, and that will get you out there too, if you're willing to do those things. Okay. Get my book, MLM, the Internet, and You. Okay. Just, you know, buy the book and see, go through it, print it, go through it, highlight it, mark it up, determine, am I willing to do these things? What am I willing to do? Do I understand how the internet works? Do I understand how it delivers people to me? I think sometimes there's a fallacy that if you build it, they will come, and that all you have to do is get out on Facebook and start blasting, you know, messages about your business and that kind of thing, and that you're going to start sponsoring all those people. Let me just ask you, how's that working for you so far? For most people, it's not. So if you're having a problem building offline because you have fears and you don't know what to do and you feel like you've burned your warm market and everything else, a lot of that translates when you take it online. So I don't want to be discouraging, but there's more to building online than just saying, I think I'm going to take my business to the internet. It's a process. It's a system. It involves a blog. It involves lead capture. It involves creating content. And then it involves marketing content. There's passive marketing methods, and there are active prospecting methods, even online. Are you willing to reach out to people on Facebook through private message and say, hey, I'd love to chat with you about something. When can I get in touch with you? Hey, I was thinking of you based on that status update that you put about hating your job. You know, if I could show you a way to build a business of your own and let you leave that job, would you take 5 minutes and watch a video if I sent it to you? You know, so that becomes part of it too. I know for me, for 2 years, you know, I stayed engaged in active prospecting while I was doing passive marketing and creating my blog and creating my YouTube videos and creating content that stays out there on the internet. So again, the answer to the question, how fast, how slow, you know, do you have to involve warm market? It really depends on you, your work ethic, your skill set, your technology, tolerance, and all those different things before you can determine how fast your direct sales business is going to grow using social media. James, thanks so much for asking the question. I know it's a question that a lot of people have. And like I said, I had the same question. How fast could I begin attracting leads? How fast could I convert those leads? And then how fast could I duplicate and build a team with that group? Those are all good questions. And social media, I hope it is a big part of what you're doing. But I want to just assure you that coming to it from a point of fear is probably not going to yield what you want. So, you know, spend a little time on my website at jackyalmer.com. If you don't have my new free report, my 25 top lead sources online, go to profitinyourpjsnow.com and get it. You'll find the show notes for this over at jackyalmer.com/198. But I really want to encourage you to sit down and determine, what are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? How do you see and understand social media fitting into the mix of building a business? And what's your tolerance for technology, creating content, putting a blog out there? Because I promise you, if you'll sit down and name the top five people who you found on the internet who you want to emulate, I would almost be willing to guarantee you that all of them have a blog, they have a lead capture system, they're probably creating videos and some other type of content, and they're marketing it out on social media. If you have a question for the show, tweet it to me, at Jackie Almer. I would love to get that answered for you, and I'll see you on the next show. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. My 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackyalmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.